go. This is Sound Safe, the band, Sound Safe, the podcast. JT, your ever-present narrator, being ably assisted, ever so ably assisted by Stevie, the ever-quiet guitarist with the band. Yes, we've been away for a while. I think the last one was December, right, Stevie? Yes, we've been very, very, very busy in the studio. So anyway, the podcast today will be about an upcoming song pretty soon in about a week or two called Dreams. And it's with SoundSafe featuring Faye, a singer-songwriter that we've worked with off and on through the years. And we'll play that song here. In fact, why don't we play it right now, Stevie? What do you think? Right now? Here's the upcoming song called Dreams with Faye. With Faye. Yeah, that's all we got. Fade out. Very cool, Stevie. You know, you didn't even play on that. The guitar solo is because it's so simple. You can tell the guitar solo is me, but you didn't even play on that. Well, you did so much on the other release, Burning Man Blues. That's almost all you, right? All those electric guitars, the heavy rock thing that we did before. So it was only apropos that you weren't on this at all. It featured Molly's friend, Amanda. Amanda was really good on the piano. And she kind of brought a little R&B, a little bluesy aspect to the whole recording. So that's kind of the current lineup of SoundSafe has Amanda, Molly, and of course me, and Stevie. And although, like I say on that one, you didn't do anything at all, Stevie. So that's an upcoming song called Dreams with Faye. Now, the other part of the podcast is every once in a while we talk with the current members of the band and we see what their favorite TV shows are. In other words, what's really kind of cool right now in the TV shows. And Amanda emailed, or actually texted the list, her list. Molly texted her list. Dee Dee, who is, she was on this track also, she texted us in. So we'll have everybody, and of course, Stevie and mine, we'll have all everybody's kind of top things right now. I'm going to go to mine right away. Or should I go ladies first? I'll go to Amanda's list first, right? So Amanda, the piano player, excellent piano player, she listed The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel as her favorite film. I'm really helter-skelter today, her favorite TV show. And she listed something I really like, Poker Face. Those are her two favorite, that, and You. I never saw it. You, it's a Netflix show. Yeah. You saw it, Stevie? Okay. So she listed those. Molly listed Succession and The Last of Us. I haven't caught The Last of Us yet. That's on HBO, I think, right? Let's see, Dee Dee. What did Dee Dee put here? Barry? Well, that just started. That's not fair, is it? She put Barry and Beef. I haven't caught Beef yet. Have you seen it, Stevie? Yeah, I haven't caught that yet. Well, we'll go to my list now. I love the show Poker Face. I just love that show. It even seems to like have a, if you watch the beginning of it, it has like a homage to 70s shows like Columbo and Rockford. It just feels like one of those old mystery shows. And that actress, I think Natasha Lyonne, isn't that her name? Look that up, Stevie. Natasha Lyonne, really, really good. Really good actress. And I think she's been a part of some of that writing for the show, and she directed some of the episodes. So that was my favorite show. I love that show, Poker Face. And then I also like, this is kind of a weird thing. Not many people have heard of it. It's called Kunk, C-U-N-K, Kunk on Earth. It comes from PBS, or not PBS, it comes from the BBC. And it's just a crazy, crazy show. It's kind of is making fun of documentaries. Kunk on Earth. That's really a good show. If you get a chance, I think it's still on Netflix. If you get a chance, check it out, because it's pretty good. And I also had, what else did I have? I'm looking for my list. I got everybody else's but mine. Yellow Jackets. Everybody talks about Yellow Jackets, though. Oh, one thing I wanted to say, and I know that you have it on your list here, I see, Stevie, is The Mandalorian. You love The Mandalorian. I found the recent season not that great. It seems to me kind of weak. It's the weakest season I've seen on The Mandalorian. In fact, I still don't know why they brought back the Baby Yoda. Because at the end of season two, they got rid of it, and I thought, okay, what are they going to do? But now they brought him back, and there was really no reason. I know that Stevie's making a face now. He still likes the show. And don't get me wrong, the first two seasons are some of the best TV I've ever seen. But anyway, I digress a little bit. Now, did I get to your list, Stevie? You said Poker Face 2. And you like, you're always a big fan of Ted Lasso. I used to like that too, Ted Lasso. But it's okay. You have something else here I never heard of. What do you got here? Will Trent you have. I haven't seen it yet. Will Trent? I haven't seen it. Yep. So there we go. We've been away for a while, but there is a new episode, a new podcast, and we thank you for listening. And upcoming song is about 2 weeks, I think. Dreams with Faye. All right. Thanks for listening.